Wow, I've been sitting here using the new Contextually Aware Siri, and I gotta tell you, it's so good. It's so good. It not only did it come out on time when they promised it with my iPhone 16 that I bought for that. Wow, it's so good. It works so flawlessly. I've never used any AI that is better than this. Incredible. Incredible news. Uh-oh, he's going to crash out.
I'm wound up.
Oh, no.
I'm wound up.
He's going to crash out. Why?
I'm crashing out, dude. Ah!
Oh, God.
What Apple Podcast told you this would happen?
Well, I can think of a very particular special Apple Podcast. Yeah.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I feel like this is not good for your emotional health this early on in the episode.
No!
Like, maybe we should have started with something better.
I wake up, I'm hunk shoe.
That's him sleeping. He's sleeping.
My little apples.
He looks so peaceful, so comfy.
I wake up, I check X. My favorite, the only social network for real patriots like us. I log on to X. I heart every America tweet I can see. Uh-huh. And then I see one and I go, don't look at what case I'm using that you can't.
No, I would never. We don't do that here.
I go, what's this? And I see a quote from, I'll call him a genius bar draft dodger, John Gruber, who has not come on our show. This is a direct
call.
Yeah,
but he was texting me. The last couple days, come on.
There we go.
Gruber.
So, dude, this is nuts. Apple? Just for anybody that's confused. I wake up to a tweet, and I thought it was a parody because there were so many people talking about it.
Uh-huh.
Where I see it says, allegedly.
Allegedly. Uh-huh.
Remember how when Apple announced iOS 18, they showed off a lot, but the big takeaway was that Siri was going to be able to understand personal context. Mm. You could ask, what time is mom's flight getting in? Mm. It would tell you, oh, mom said she's getting in at 4.
Yeah.
Who is this person that I met at? Yeah.
A promise you think they would deliver on, because Siri has never had a substantial update such as this, where a lot of companies have been doing this for a while. You would think that it would be ready on day one. Which is weird, because I don't think it was.
Apple has a quote. Let's do our journalism. Let's pull it up on the Genius Bar.
Yes.
Because I know Andrew Edwards is going to be out there saying, oh, actually, Apple said, Apple told me to report. Dude, the gloves are off.
Oh, no. YouTube.com/Genius Bar. Audio listeners, if you want to see the video version.
There we go. Okay. So, first of all, I just have to say, John Gruber has one of the most satisfying site layouts of all time.
It's
but could
great.
You make the text a little smaller, John? I can't read this shit, okay? And I'm 27, and I know you're older than me. I don't know how the hell you read this. So I have to – okay, it's about a 6x zoom to even read a single letter here, John. Thanks, pal.
It's also perfect for a 1080p monitor, though.
It is, unironically, like a beautiful – I just love the simplicity. Like, he did nail that. But it's
I feel like no one but John Gruber could get away with that these days. Literally nobody.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Anyway – title is, Apple is delaying the, quote, more personalized Siri, end quote, Apple intelligence features. So I was like, wait, is this them talking about, like, the iOS 19 Siri that leaked? Because remember, Gurman said it was going to come out and then maybe not. Who knows? Dude. So I start reading.
Okay.
Go a little bit deeper into the article. Here's the statement I got this morning from Apple spokeswoman Jacqueline Roy, verbatim. Quote, oh, and this is rich. Siri helps our users find what they need and get things done quickly. And in the past 6 months, we've made Siri more conversational, introduced new features like Type to Siri and product knowledge, and added an integration with ChatGPT. We've also been working on a more personalized Siri, giving it more awareness of your personal context, as well as the ability to take action for you within and across your apps. It's going to take us longer than we thought to deliver on these features, and we anticipate rolling them out in the coming year. Bro!
On Friday, no less.
Are you joking? You sold me! Where's my iPhone 16
Pro? The wording is horrific, by the way.
You sold me a phone that was going to be able to get my personal context, and you... You ran ads about it. And now it's not even that it's delayed to like iOS 18.5, which was,
yeah,
I think we both agree, frustrating, but something we honestly expected at this point.
Mm-hmm.
To, oh no, this isn't, and they didn't even say 2025. They said within the next
year.
Yeah,
so it's not coming in 2025 is what I'm hearing. It's like when Mark Gurman says, as early as this week, they're basically saying, as soon as this same time next year.
Man, I'm not even happy I'm right, though.
No, you couldn't be. It's tragic. It's tragic news. You would think that, okay, you would think that they wouldn't be this predictable when you're predicting bad things such as this, and the fact that they've hurt us so many times. This, for them to publicly acknowledge that it's being delayed, and the way they do it is so, it's a quote, not that John Gruber isn't amazing, but it's like, they want to have an official statement out, but they don't want to make it too, they don't want to drive too much attention to it, so they're just like, let's give it to John Gruber, and then they'll have to find it that way, and we're going to do it on Friday, actually. Hopefully, you know, after all of our product drops and after all the press is being, you know, all of those are being covered in the press, maybe no one will pay attention to this. It's taking longer than we thought. I would love to know how long you thought it was when you announced it.
Yeah, that, okay, I will say, there's a sick part of me that does respect. Actually, you know what? They're not taking accountability. This is sidestepping accountability by saying, they should say, we promised a feature and we're sorry, so we're going to give everybody $50 back.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
No, I'm just joking. Can we sign a petition? That would obviously never happen. I mean, this has got to be getting can a lawyer reach out to me? Can I be the lead sheep for the class action lawsuit?
Didn't they do something about the battery when they were slowing the CPU down for battery stuff for
because
old iPhones?
Here's the thing, and maybe let's play devil's advocate here. Well, at least Apple hasn't been advertising it recently that the new Siri could do that. Lie. Go to the newest.
Lie.
Okay, we have so much to talk about this week because four new products dropped on top of all of this. We're opening with the heater because that's what they hit us with today. If you go to the MacBook Air webpage, all right,
beautiful.
Super pretty, sky blue. Oh, so sick. Dude, scroll down. If you go.
That'd be hilarious if they removed it. Okay.
If you go to Apple Intelligence and then you click on the Siri, they show the new Siri working on this MacBook, bro. This is from 3 days ago. They showed the new Siri working on. They are still, and this is why I'm pissed. This is why I'm riled up. This is not, we talked about it once. Because here's the deal. If this was a feature that Apple said, here's a sneak peek at, we're working on this for some time in iOS 18, it gets delayed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one thing, right? Like an Air Power, where they literally did a sneak peek a year and a half later, they say, okay, we can't do it. That was frustrating, but it was also something that they never said. They talked about it once and never again.
Mm.
Apple has been relentlessly promoting this new Siri, and we now see it on the webpage of the newest product that they released. They're showing you can just ask about your personal context and Siri shows it immediately.
The best part.
This.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's crazy. No, it's crazy. Please.
The best part is like you and I know how these are made, like images like this. That's not a working version. Like someone just made that.
Just a mock-up.
It's
just a PNG.
Is there a working version? Have they even seen a working version?
We have never seen a working version on video outside of their keynote, ever.
That's what I mean. Like, if it is this far off, if we're looking at a feature that might not be out until literally a year from now, it could go the entire 12 months. It could. And still they would be, you know, within their reveal today. You know, okay.
Yep.
If it's still that far out, when you announced it last year, where were we at?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, it was last year. Where, like, you know how behind the scenes, you can see a product roadmap. You can see the timeline of when they expect to have stuff done or when they expect their engineers to turn stuff in. What did those say? Because it sounds to me like they just the little like shrug emoji was there the whole time. Like we don't actually know.
Yeah. It sounds like this was never going to be ready, and they just kind of strung us.
You think so? You think they knew right away?
How do you... If you're delaying it another year, it sounds like marketing had ads ready and images ready, and they were like, what do you mean, engineering? It's not... Well, and I'm sure they were like, you can get it ready within 6 months, though, right? And they were probably like, I mean, you're kind of telling us we have to, so sure.
Yeah.
But it's just...
You know they're cringing right now, the whole engineering team working on it. Like, it's not fair to them.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I'm sure they knew from the beginning this is going to be really hard. And I will say, there's probably a reason no other tech company has showed off functionality like this, because it probably is hard.
Yeah.
And it probably, I have a feeling in the versions that have been in testing currently, I have a feeling it probably gets stuff wrong a lot.
You think? No way.
Like, I have a feeling it works theoretically, and I have a feeling when you use it in action, it is probably telling you wrong details about your family, telling you wrong info. It probably just is just hallucinating. Like, hey, when is mom's flight get in? 15 minutes ago. And you're like, what? And it's like, no, actually 4 hours from now. And you're like, that's not what you said a second ago.
It
probably just doesn't know.
It's kind of brutal. I mean, yeah, MacBook pretty.
It's tough.
Wow.
It's tough.
Built for Apple intelligence.
Still the marketing on every product on the homepage.
It must be
except
so
one,
far
which
away.
We'll get to.
It must be so far away for them to publicly say something.
Oh, it's I think earliest January 2026.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Like if it was anywhere near the next few months, I think you put your head down, stay quiet, deliver. Try to deliver the best you can. But to come out and say something publicly, there are no signs of finishing that anytime soon. It's toast. We're cooked.
Crazy.
But the MacBook color is really pretty.
Should we talk about the new products for this week? We did get four new products.
I guess we could do that because viewers hate just bad news. So here comes good news.
No, people seem universally aligned. I mean, if you go on the thread, people seem pretty pretty fed up, myself included. I mean, this was my... Why is it... I don't want to reach 100K more users right now. Why would I promote a tweet, dude? That's cringe. I talk about Apple ran... And this is my big problem. And this ad is still up, by the way.
Sweet.
Just so in case anybody's curious. Apple ran this iPhone 16 ad. It's the ad... It's I forget her name.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, actor girl... talking, I don't blame her. She's just acting. She's doing her job. But in this video, she is at a cafe and she goes, where did I meet Zach a few months ago? And it says, who did I meet at Cafe Grinnell a few months ago? And she says, you met Zach so-and-so at Cafe Grinnell. And she like turns around and says, oh, yo, Zach. And he's like, I can't believe you remember my name. And she's like, of course I did. It's
really,
a really,
really cool,
great
ad. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've all forgotten a name before. And that feature is now going to likely launch alongside the iPhone 17.
Oh. Or later.
Or later. Could be closer to the iPhone 18.
It literally
could, yeah.
Even if
they advertised for the iPhone 16. But
tragic.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's shameful. And they should say sorry.
I think, I think that's the closest to sorry we're going to get.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I think that's why I'm frustrated is, it's going to take us a little longer than expected. Like, on one hand, I appreciate them being straight up about it rather than just being quiet for months. On the other hand, you didn't say sorry. When you do something wrong, you say sorry.
Yeah.
That's how life works. Say, we apologize to customers who we promised this feature to. That would be a reasonable thing to say, but they didn't even say sorry. They're like, we charged you $1,000 for a phone, delivered on half of it, And yeah, give us even more time and money. Like, but dude, like, come on. What is this company doing?
It wasn't even, like, if we think about it, we are tied up on it being advertised for this year's iPhone lineup, right? Like, that was, yeah. I mean, they did that to themselves. It's marketed all around that. But the reality is, if you don't dive that deep and you just go to the first surface level, this was just supposed to be iOS 18. Like, this was announced at WWDC for the next version of iOS. It just so happens the next version of iOS lines up in September with an iPhone lineup. So the fact that this has been talked about, announced, that's what, like, where the hell was it when they're talking about it in June of 2024? Had they ever seen it work ever? Ever? Did it work one time?
Yeah. Sure doesn't seem like it.
Well,
I will say there is a sick part of me that does feel validated because
you should. Are you gonna take a victory lap?
No.
Okay.
This doesn't deserve a victory lap. I'm just sad.
okay.
But you know, there's a sick part of me that feels validated because, and I'm even thinking about making a video today just about this because. Actually, this probably is a video. This is a pretty big deal.
It is.
Because it was something that I sort of said as a joke in my original iPhone 16 videos where I was like, oh, it's possible it could become closer to the launch of iPhone 17 than the launch of iPhone 16 that Apple charged, you know. And that was more of a worst case scenario, but somehow we are past worst case scenario and
it's worsest.
It's tough, and it's tough because I do just feel like there's a disconnect in the tech space.
In the tech space or just Apple specifically? What do you mean?
I feel like there's a disconnect from Apple is disconnecting from reality and they're getting people to play along with it.
Okay. That is quite a statement.
I mean, like, they invite people out to this cloud custom New York penthouse hanging out with new MacBooks.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 days later, they're like, the feature for the MacBook isn't ready yet that we're advertising on our website.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like people are covering the two equally, which I think is tough.
I mean, yeah, that's for the public eye, other than, you know, people like us or people that are watching the show, listening to the show, it is just that's marketing's only responsibility is to make it look good. And it feels like.
And they do great. Like, don't really get me wrong. Yeah. Apple marketing remains undefeated.
We should get some of the people that are in charge of the marketing team to, you know, go handle some software stuff because they're clearly more efficient.
Yeah.
Like, do you think they're not allowed to email each other? Like, do you think marketing even knows that it's not done?
Probably not. They're probably so siloed. It just Tim walked into marketing and said, hey, Siri's going to be ready.
Yeah. Like, if you go, hey, Julie works for engineering software development. She's working on the new Siri. And I'm George.
And she's really good.
She's great. I'm George from marketing. And I'm
I'll be Julie. Like, I'll be Julie, okay.
Okay. Hey Julie. How's it going with Apple Intelligence and Siri? Is it ready to roll out cuz we have like graphics and stuff?
Apple Intelligence on iPhone 16 transforms the way that you use Sorry. I thought we were not doing the ad now.
No. Actually, we won't be doing them for...
That shit's not going to be ready till 2026. Is that okay?
Well, we already gave it to Fox. They're going to play it during the Super Bowl.
Oh. Okay. Apple Intelligence features are coming soon
yes,
to iPhone
6. That's what we want to hear.
Snoop Dogg told... We got Snoop Dogg?
No way.
Ad.
Okay.
So that's good for us, right? Snoop Dogg said I should rush down to T-Mobile for Apple Intelligence. So
yes. When I think of really nice working AI, I think Snoop.
Yeah. So we are good. We are good to ship it?
We did ship it. So now it's on you. You got to figure it out. Our hands are tied.
Snoop Dogg. Maybe we add Snoop as the Siri voice.
Do you have enough time?
Yeah.
Are there any voices
at all? That's
all
we got is time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have Snoop by 2028, but we'll start advertising it now just to get people excited.
What? I mean, if this, with this happening, like, we will, I think, unfortunately, other than this feature, right, being announced and then not delivered upon, like, that sucks by itself. Just this. But an unfortunate side effect is now next dub, we will take them less seriously, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've already thought about that. Like, everything they show off, I'm kind of not, I mean, outside of design, basically anything that's not in beta one isn't going to be real.
The marketing team is basically just CESing us.
Yeah, it's weird, but why? Why are they?
I don't know.
Why?
I think they
feel, what changed and why?
I think they feel too much pressure because other tech companies are moving faster than they are. And the other tech companies like Samsung, like Google, they aren't as strict with their guardrails and guidelines where they are experimenting in front of the public. And Apple doesn't want to look stupid. They don't want – there are times when you use Gemini or when you use whatever the hell's on a Samsung phone where it doesn't work exactly the way it's supposed to. And people like us, we know, oh, just ask again. Maybe ask a little differently. We can meet it halfway, but with this and with the mainstream public, they probably feel like it has to work 99% of the time. And I don't think they were ready for how hard that is. I think they really shot themselves in the foot here by reacting to pressure from these other companies. Like, they should have just not said anything at all.
I think you're right.
Is the iPhone 16 lineup successful if Apple Intelligence is never announced?
I mean, the only thing they would have had is camera control.
And the pretty colors.
And not even on the pros.
Yeah. Sam, I did something terrible.
Oh, no.
You know those tri-folding wallets from back in the day?
Yeah, those nasty-ass little hoes.
Yeah, I gave a nasty hoe a shot, and she failed me. It's terrible. It's 1 out of 10, would not recommend. I need a 10 out of 10 wallet. Not a 9, not an 8. 10 out of 10, beautiful, not a hoe wallet.
John, that's why you should check out the Ridge Wallet, who sponsored this episode.
Hey! Is it their first time on the show? Welcome, Ridge.
Yeah, dude, welcome, Ridge. Dude. What? I mean, it's the iPhone of wallets. They've solved every
That's
problem.
That's one way to put it. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
I guess you could say and that. Yeah,
dude, this one I have. Look at this. This is sick. It's
titanium. Damn.
Yeah, dude, it's got the same material made from asteroids as my phone.
It might have titanium longer than the iPhone will.
It probably will.
Yeah, with dude, over listen. 50 colors and styles, that's so many. It's not just functional; it's personal. Does it feel personal
Watch
when
this.
You're holding it?
I want my card. Boop. Look at that card eject.
Wow! Oh, an ejection. Wow. Oh, is it also just very satisfying to use? I feel like I would fidget with it.
I fidget all the time. I've been fidgeting all day,
well,
all night.
What if you lose it? Because losing your wallet is the worst. I hear Ridge has an AirTag attachment too, so you know exactly where it is.
Yeah, dude, that's really cool. I love that brands are starting to do that. Yeah, it's not just about the wallets. They have other everyday essentials. Like, this is like the key extender thing. You put your keys in here and then like shoot out your keys, which is really cool if you have a ton of keys, as I do. It's really cool. Like, it's just a better wallet in every way. And I'm like, why did I only start using this now? Because I'm tired of carrying around the big wallet. It's too large. And if I have a skinny phone, I should have a skinny wallet.
Is that your motto? Skinny phone, skinny wallet?
Skinny life is what they say.
Well, let me give you a skinny deal. How about 40% off at ridge.com/genius? If you just head to ridge.com/genius, you get their biggest sale of the year, once in a lifetime, every year. After you purchase, they will ask you where you've heard about them. And listen, you got to support Genius Bar. You got to tell them we sent you. That's why you got to use our link, ridge.com/genius. Let them know Genius Bar sent you to get a hot, hot, once a year anniversary sale that's 40% off at ridge.com/genius. And thank
Tell
you,
me
Ridge.
This doesn't look cooler than your wallet.
It's much cooler than my wallet.
It's so sick, dude.
It would never end up in the trash can.
Oh, it just feels good as well. Okay, thank you, Ridge. Sorry.
Thank you, Ridge.
We should probably end the ad now.
Yeah, I would love to see the numbers. I mean, we'll never actually know fully, but because, you know, we heard some stuff that Apple Intelligence was like helping with sales in other places, but I just don't. I have such a hard time believing that.
I can't tell you the last time I've used an Apple Intelligence feature for anything.
The like, fact genuinely. That, like this pretty gradient, I don't know if I said this before, but the fact that that rolled out before the new Siri is disingenuous, I feel like.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's like making the average person just think it's there. It's just wearing a mask right now.
But that's what I mean when I say Apple marketing is disconnected from reality is, and people are going to start noticing. People are noticing. Normal friends that I have that have the iPhone 16 laugh about Apple Intelligence. These are people that are unengaged. Like Apple Intelligence being bad is causing them to engage in a negative way with the brand more. Mm-hmm. And that's just really bad. When you get average people laughing at the new feature they bought the iPhone for,
yeah,
those people aren't exactly going to be running to upgrade the next time.
Yeah.
And here's what's confusing me. I just think Tim Cook did such a good job as CEO for so long, but it really feels like something changed 1 to 2 years ago.
It feels like he's checked out.
It feels like we've got a different CEO at Apple, or it feels like he's not there. I just can't shake it. And we've had multiple episodes where we've talked about, you know, for the longest time we celebrated Tim. We thought he was incredible, but it just feels like lately he has not been. It feels like you or I stepped in to run Apple and we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you in the Tim doc that we made, we tell stories about how
it's a great video.
You know how stern he was during meetings and people would leave in tears. Like that guy is not. Where is that guy? It sounds like he's not doing any meetings.
And it's the same guy that's acting weird with the new administration, completely different from the first time, and going against his own core principles.
What does he know that we don't know yet?
It's got to be something bad. But
it's got to be something bad.
I mean, I would hope it's got to be. Was he on the Epstein flight list? Like, I don't know how bad this is.
You would hope not. That
would break me, dude. I'd be so sad.
That would be catastrophic.
I just don't get it. Because I want to have an honest conversation with Tim. Because I would love to, maybe he's just tired of running Apple. If I woke up at 4 a.m. every day and worked at Apple, I'd probably be tired after 15 years.
Wouldn't you think that he would know enough to step down then? Or do you think no one's ready? I cannot. Give it to John Ternus and call it a day.
Yeah, I mean,
if you ain't going to play ball, go sit on the bench.
I feel like John would be good. It would just be.
The Mac releases earlier this year were good. Flawless.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I have almost no bugs ever on
I guess
Mac.
It was last year in October.
It's Mac OS is in such a great spot. I mean, the Mac in general, even these new M4 MacBook Airs are really good at the end of the day. I guess, you know, let's walk backwards through the week.
Okay.
Since we started on Friday, let's go back to what we got. Let me head over to Apple Newsroom.
Which, by the way, speaking of Apple marketing, what a strategy lately.
Yeah. So, I guess this happened in between our last episode. It started out with, was it Tim Cook again on X saying,
well,
hey, new stuff on the way?
Yeah, he had teased
a
graphic that said Air.
Yeah, on Monday of this week, just to set it up, he said there's something in the air, showed obviously a MacBook or iPad flying through. But it was interesting the way he shared it. He just said, this week.
He's doing it like Mark Gurman or like a Twitter leaker. Like, they're just like, nope, we're doing it.
This seems like a different guy. This seems like a different guy. This is how I tease a video.
yeah. Well, it's definitely not him tweeting.
I don't know if it's him doing anything lately.
Do you think...
We're back here.
Do you think that Tim Cook is gone? Hear me out.
Ooh, is it Apple Intelligence Cook running the company?
Is it a mask? Yeah. Like, is it Apple Intelligence? Or, remember how I told you I was scared of AI and that it's going to be smarter than us? Is it sabotaging us right now? Did something happen to Tim Cook where either it's a It's a reptilian man in a mask that looks like Tim Cook, or Apple Intelligence dressed as Tim Cook.
Let us know the only explanation. In the comment
section. It's the only explanation to the sudden, stark, drastic change.
And, okay, let's, before we dive into this, let me just say one more thing, which is, I think a lot of my frustration with this being the Friday announcement actually comes off the back of the announcements we got this week.
Okay.
That just feels like the final ick in the coffin.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's on purpose. We see the strategy, and that's what makes it icky.
So, Monday, he announces new products are coming. I'm glad he didn't make a video that day, because then Tuesday, he immediately starts releasing them. It was weird. Like, I don't know why he didn't just say, starting tomorrow. It's kind of weird, but... So, we get iPad Air M3 chip, new Magic Keyboard. That is literally all that's new.
Yeah.
Once again, no new colors. No new wallpaper, no new features for this new tablet. It was updated 10 months ago. I don't genuinely know. I feel like I get spec bump updates generally, but not you couldn't hire an artist to do a new wallpaper, man?
Mm-mm.
No video talking about. Okay, you go through, it's like $600. The Magic Keyboard is better. It's $279 for the 11-inch model. It's got cool. The Function Row now, larger trackpad, still made out of the rubber, though. But, yeah, I mean, that's the Magic Keyboard.
Do we have any hot takes on this? Of a redesign or anything coming for iPad Air, or are we just doing this now?
Because that's what I'm saying. It's been... It's been 5 years since we got
They are not trying.
The redesign. And why is the Pro thinner than the Air? What, shouldn't the iPad Air be the thin one?
No. Okay, stop. You're making too much sense. They're going to get mad.
I know. I think that's what it was. It's not a bad product. It's better than the one before. It's just boring. And I think boring is almost becoming worse.
Do you think that... Okay. Because I feel like for a while, we nerds hold on to what we think is nostalgic in the glory days of Apple. Mm-hmm. And then every time we have a boring year, we're like, yeah, well, maybe, you know, next year we're back at it. And there's usually rumors swirling about something better, and we just got to wait it out. But it seems like we're doing only waiting it out now. It feels like maybe this is just it now. Like, should we get used to... tech in general plateauing, and this is just what we need to get used to every year?
I just think we need new leadership. I don't think it has to be this way. I think it is just Tim is getting checked.
So anyway,
we got this iPad Air. Yeah, we got this iPad Air. Okay, then they also, at this press release, they had a little snippet. They updated the base iPad. Now, I was pretty excited for this update because, and you're going to love this one. Mark Gurman told me that the base iPad would get the A17 Pro chip and Apple Intelligence. Mm-hmm. And he said that multiple times. Mm-hmm. He said, when Apple updates this, they see Apple Intelligence as a standard feature. And even if it's not useful or good right now, sure, in the future, it'd be cool that all new products will be sort of future-proofed for getting the new features.
Yes.
And then this iPad got updated with an A16 chip and double the storage. And that's
Mac Rumors wrote an article about him getting it wrong. Like a whole article about him getting it wrong. I don't know if you saw that. It was like rumor about A17 Pro and base iPad was wrong. Like that's the actual title. It's just an article about Mark.
But once again, John, here's my problem with this is, again, it's not a bad product. It's just that, it came out in 2022. So 3 years, 2.5 years later, call it.
Uh-huh.
No new colors, no new wallpaper. I mean, By the way, those aren't even reasons to buy it. Those are reasons to make it feel new in a human's brain.
Yeah.
It's just giving a human new stimuli, and they're not even doing that. It's the same marketing images.
Mm.
And I mean, I believe I read as well, they didn't update it with Wi-Fi 6, like the newest.
Or Wi-Fi 7, which is the newest one?
I think Wi-Fi 7 is what they've been adding. But
it's incredible, for example, how good they make the same thing look. Like, they it look like an announcement of something you should buy.
Yep.
Until you look a little longer and you're like, oh, I think I have that.
You know, the A16 chip, cool, but yeah, specifically no Apple Intelligence, which is... listen, sure, it's $350, but... Mm.
Well, speaking of Mark Gurman, I have news for this podcast.
Okay.
I took a certain screenshot so that we could make an announcement on the show. Are we ready?
Oh, boy.
I have no explanation for this, by the way. But a couple days ago, Mark Gurman followed me on Twitter with no. I don't know if to cheer. I don't know if this is a strategy. Like, before he poisons me, you know? Just getting close enough. I don't know why he did that. I don't know what his motive is. But the fact that he followed me and didn't say anything, no DM, nothing, it has me sketched out a little bit. He follows you, that makes sense.
He follows me and unfollows me depending on the month, I think.
Does he really?
I think so. He's done that.
He manages you?
I think he does. He manages.
He's like, this month is not a Sam month, and unfollows.
Which is super fair. Like, I'm, you know, I it's a lot sometimes.
They're hiring a new tech correspondent at Bloomberg. Are you going to apply?
I almost said, can YouTubers apply? But then I realized having Mark Gurman as my boss may make me end it all.
He would have unfollowed you again, I think, if you said
that. Not because he's my boss, but just I think having a boss again in these trying times. Like, could you imagine if my CNET managing editor said, we got to keep this relationship with Apple, so talk about why you like the new iPad 11.
Yeah, say you're fine waiting for Apple Intelligence. Say you're fine waiting for contextual Siri. It's okay.
That'd be tough.
Give me three reasons why it's okay.
So that was the iPad stuff. But then we did get a big surprise this week. We'll jump to that in a second. But
okay,
we got what is by far my favorite announcement of the week still, because it's actually a good announcement. It's actually an upgrade. M4 MacBook Air, $999.
Yep. Are you telling me that with all the tariffs happening, magically the MacBook Air drops $100?
Yeah, very interesting, right?
Well, it's almost like Tim Cook having a relationship with the administration might be strategic.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I wonder if that has something to do with that, or if it's just they had planned it, you know, I don't know. I don't really know why it dropped, but I think this is, I mean, M4 MacBook Air for $999 is a ridiculous value.
It might just 18 cost hours them of battery less life. To make it. You know, it's the same thing they've been making for a few years now.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the 13-inch design since 2022, so 3 years later. And listen, same design on this is fine. They at least gave us a new color. They at least tried to make it new, even though same wallpaper still for 3 years in a row.
And I like how they had to make...
two years in a row.
Yeah, they had to... it's just a lighter blue.
Yeah,
it is
blue.
Very pretty. Sky blue. It looks like that like that MacBook render I put out years ago.
Yes,
what
it
a
does.
Beautiful color.
I mean, it's great. It looks awesome. And it's got, I mean, 18 hours battery life, center stage camera... M4, better external display support.
Hang on, can you go up? I'm sorry. What did that say at the top? At the very tippy? All in its strikingly... Okay, I thought it said new design and I was going to freak out.
Pop off.
I was going to pop off, King.
It's a great MacBook, don't get me wrong.
Great wallpaper too, even though it's not different.
Yeah, I mean, it's a well-done computer. It seems like they actually tried, and I'm cool with this.
Why do you think they're not even changing wallpaper? Like, if we are in a meeting, we're in a meeting, that's obviously a decision. Are they, you know how like the notch on iPhone was iconic and they wouldn't change it for a while because that you could tell it was an iPhone? Yeah. Do you think they're doing, like, you can tell it's a MacBook just based on the wallpaper? Do you think that's what they think is happening?
That would be wild.
It's not like they couldn't. It cost them nothing to change the wall. I'm sure there was many versions of wallpapers when they were redesigning this Mac, and this is just the one that ended up, you know, winning. I'm sure there were ones that didn't get first place that you could use. Where's second place?
So sneaky. This wallpaper hides the notch. This little rat.
Oh yeah, they always. Yeah, it's like the. That's smart, on the iPhone XS. The planet, like the side view of a planet that perfectly curved away from the notch. Yeah.
Such a good wallpaper.
Live wallpaper too.
So Apple, I mean, this was really good. Like it was the only breath of fresh air this week. Where
a week full of air, apparently.
Yeah, literally. I don't know. I mean, was this your takeaway? We'll get to the other thing they announced, but even the other one is, let's just jump to it. There was one surprise that we did not expect this week.
We expected it 18 hours before because of a Marcus Grimontis.
He did call this 18 hours before. Apple unveils new Mac Studio. Boom.
Yep. However, did we say however at the same time?
I just said you order.
Oh. No, I did not order. Yes, there's a new Mac Studio, and we even have an M4 Max chip.
Mm-hmm. So then we also got M4 Ultra, of course.
Right, that's the next logical step. It's weird, though, because when I read the page, I was struggling to find it. You have better eyes than me today, I've decided.
Okay.
Can you find it?
Yeah, let me just read the headline. It says, Apple unveils new Mac Studio with the most powerful Mac ever, featuring M4 Max and M4 Ultra. Yeah, M4 Ultra, right?
Oh, hang on. I'm like squinting. Can you squint? You zoom in?
Let me zoom in.
Enhance? That's really weird, because when you zoom in, it looks like the shape of a 3.
Wait a second. What is M3 Ultra? What the hell is even that?
What? Like if
it must
you
be
didn't,
a typo.
Yeah, of course. It wouldn't be anywhere else throughout the article.
Oh, what the hell is even that?
It's so weird that on the left it shows M4 Max and then on the right the number is smaller. if things were not getting fragmented enough, the fact that in the new Mac Studio the choices are M4 Max or M3 Ultra, I do not understand who in their right mind would release it like this.
And guess who bought the M3 Ultra?
Is it you, Sam?
Present. That's me. Look, they even got the picture of me editing with it already.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Or no, that's Logic. That's me cooking up a beat, bro.
Yeah, cooking up a beat.
Why don't I even feel excited for it? They got me to spend $7,000 on this, and I don't even feel excited.
You know what's even more egregious?
What?
Doesn't even come with a wallpaper.
Yeah, where's my new wallpaper? You're right. That's the final draw.
Wallpaper.
This was interesting, though, because you get... I mean, here's what concerns me about this M3 Ultra, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on the spec site for the Mac Studio, and then you choose your superpower, and I choose M3 Ultra as my superpower.
Yeah.
And then I scroll down, and I go inside of it, because I love going inside. That's what they call
it's
me,
favorite.
Mr. Inside.
Yeah.
That's not, sorry, I don't want to go inside yet. I want to go outside.
Inside OS. Down here, what was your old name?
Yeah, dude. When I go to video editing, why does it say it's only 0.2x faster than the one I already have? Because I bought it, and then it said 0.2x faster for fastest 8K render.
Did you find this out after you bought it?
Next question.
You saw this and bought it anyway?
Dude, 0.2x could be useful on like a busy day.
How much faster would it get done, do you think?
0.2x than the, what is the baseline? 0.2x faster than the Mac Pro with 16-core Intel Xeon W and Radeon Pro W5700X. Obviously.
Wow, that's, what a deal. 8K render performance in Final Cut Pro. And that makes a lot of sense because you're rendering a lot in 8K these days.
Now you listen here, Buster.
Okay, I'm listening.
Just wait until you see 3D rendering. Oh, wait, that's actually a crazy up. Wait, maybe the
what?
GPU. Oh, I think, oh, the GPU probably is better better because it has ray tracing on the M3.
And is it specifically only in Redshift?
What even is Redshift? I've never heard of that program.
The program that makes it look the best on this graph is what that is.
Let's do some DNA sequencing. Why is that also barely faster? Dude, did I get scammed?
So does the M4 Max chip not have the thing where they can connect them together? You know, where that's how they make
the
Ultra
chips? Well, that was the rumor. That was the rumor with the M3, but apparently it was just hidden. Because when people looked at the M3 Max last year in 2023, they couldn't find the connector. I remember MaxTech had a whole thing about that. Okay, what about video editing on the M4 Max?
What happened to where we didn't get... It's so weird. It's so odd that... I know it seems small to just have like an M4 Max processor and then the one above it supposedly is the one with the lower number. I know that seems like a minor thing to complain about, but that speaks to the absolute fragmentation that is happening in that company right now and the lack of care.
Okay, so we've got our first benchmark results. So this has got to be good, right?
It should be great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apple's new M3 Ultra chip. Okay, I don't care about that, Mac rumors. It says in one Geekbench 6 result for the new Mac Studio, M3 Ultra with 80-core GPU. I don't care about metal score.
Uh-huh.
Why are they showing me a metal score? It says that M3 Ultra has 38% faster graphics than M4 Max.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, here we go. Oh, wait, that's the GPU. This is only metal scores in GPU. Oh, Geekbench. No, that's metal scores.
Performance there, yeah.
Oh, what is this? M3 Ultra chip is only 10% faster than M4 Max in benchmarks results. What?
Is it only 10% more expensive?
No, I'm pretty sure it's like $2,000, $3,000 more expensive.
Jesus Christ.
It says it might not be accurate because it's only one. Oh, it was spotted by our goat, Vadim. That's how we know it's legit.
Course.
Breaking. M3 Ultra benchmarks of the week confirmed is now the fastest production CPU. Scores are a bit low because of old M3 core tech, bro.
What?
Should I buy the M4? But I want it to be the fastest, John, because I need to be I gotta be editing Vibeo.
But you don't care what number sounds the newest? 4 is bigger than 3.
Are you buying a Mac? I need something faster than my current computer, dude. I can tell it's been, you know, a little snoozy.
So the dreams of an iMac Pro, they're done, right? We're done with that. That's gone.
Not according to Markey.
Well, Markey said, you know, he said some stuff before.
Said I was going to have Apple Intelligence in my iPad. Yeah, what am I going to do with this $350 iPad now?
Yeah.
And here's another thing with these new Macs, both the MacBook Pro and the new Mac Studio, Apple didn't update the Wi-Fi spec. So when you look up what Wi-Fi has, you gotta go to computer.
Oh, I love all the color options.
Yeah, it's silver.
Why even list
it? That's really funny.
Why even do that?
I think it's just a placeholder on the site. But yeah, when you go to, it's also heavier, which is an interesting tidbit. When you go to the Mac Studio M2 Ultra, it's 0.2 pounds heavier or 0.1 pounds
sweet,
heavier.
Sweet.
Which is interesting. But yeah, when you go to wireless, dude, they didn't put Wi-Fi 7 on it. Which I'm like, guys, This is like a pro. Like, listen, I don't need Wi-Fi 7, but it should have Wi-Fi 7 if you're releasing a new version.
This is the tippy top Mac, other than the Mac Pro.
Well, technically, it is the tippy top Mac. The Mac Pro did not get updated with the. Wait a second. Why did they update the Mac Pro with the M3 Ultra or M4 Max? Why did that just compute in my head literally this second?
When was the last Mac Pro? When was the last one of those?
Same with the Mac Studio, June of 2023.
Jesus.
So wait a second. What's the point of buying the Mac Pro?
I don't think there is one.
Wait. Hold on.
Because you can build the ultimate setup. Right, that's why.
I mean, yeah, that looks hype. But when I configure this...
It's so big.
What? You can only do the M2 Ultra. Why would you pay $8,000 for an M2 Ultra when you
big
can pay
metal
$2,000
box.
For an... Wait, this actually... Why do they sell this computer?
Just in case you have not seen the Mac Studio and you accidentally click on this first, I think. Apple also, Intelligence is advertised on it!
Also, it's not ready for pickup. Do you think they're about to update this? This is weird ship dates.
Don't you think they would have done that today? Or this week, along with, like...
Yeah, but these are... I mean, yeah, I would have thought.
I would expect it to happen on the same day as Mac Studio, because Mac Pro doesn't have,
no
like,
way.
The biggest...
audience, no.
So it doesn't need its own day of press, I don't think. But you would think that it would have happened on the same day Mac Studio happened. Even if just a sentence at the end of the article. Also, Mac Pro update. Here you go. What?
This don't make no sense, dude.
No.
I just did not compute this until this exact second on the podcast. Why?
The only tagline here is a pro workstation with PCIe expansion for demanding workflows. That's their pitch for this.
But it doesn't even have a good... I mean, it has a good chip, but how can you justify $7,000 to $8,000?
Because you go with PCIe expansion. For demanding workflows, that's
yeah,
why.
But it's only an M2 Ultra. That doesn't make any sense. Like,
it very many does what? Not make any sense. Oh, the iMac is so pretty. Damn it, this stupid company, dude.
Can Tim Cook come on the show and just like walk us through?
He could really clear everything up so fast, you know.
Tim, can you come? Can you sit down with an interview with me?
This is your
official
invitation.
This is my official Tim Cook. Let me ask you some hard questions. I would love to have a respectful, honest conversation. I'd love to learn more about you as a person. I'd love to hear more about how you think about life. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I think I'm the most qualified candidate to do the interview. So
you basically I would agree. And you're his son.
And you're my dad. And I could probably go to court and force a paternity test.
Yeah. So. You don't want the smoke. You don't need the drama. You have enough going on, Tim. I would just agree to the interview is what I would do.
Dude, no, to be honest, if Tim Cook was my dad, I'd be embarrassed right now.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true, really. It shouldn't be true. I'm sure personally he's fine. It's just professionally he's making me wonder a little bit. Making me a little bit curious.
My heart says you're a good guy, Tim, but my brain has been scared lately.
I'm curious what happens after the next 4 years are over.
Mm.
Do you think they're just coasting right now? Just trying to get out of the 4 years that are happening?
That's a long time.
Yeah, but if anyone can coast on the existing designs, it's them.
I think what they did in recent, though, that made me think, is I think they bet on the wrong horse. I think, you know how there was that rumor of like AI happening for iOS 18 and then also the rumor of a redesign for iOS 18?
Yes.
I think they should have done the redesign last year.
Agree.
And marketed that as the big iPhone
16.
Ship
the thing that's ready, you might say.
And they should have waited. Apple Intelligence shouldn't have even been announced until this June.
Very, 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 very agree. I would argue maybe not even then. Because if we're looking at still a release next year, I don't know if the announcement should happen. It just feels weird that we had to accept that an announcement could happen at WWDC. That can be included in that, and it's okay to be included in that because it'll be in iOS even if it's halfway through the life cycle of that version. That seems silly. Like, the features that you announce should launch with the thing, and if it doesn't make launch, make it put it in the next version. Why are we releasing features halfway through the life cycle of an OS?
Folks are getting frustrated. Just seeing the replies, there's not one person that I saw in the replies of any of these tweets that was like,
that had an excuse.
It's fine. Mm. Yeah. It seems like people are frustrated, which is fair and valid. Yeah. And I don't really know how Apple gets out of this exactly. There's not exactly a clear path forward.
Yeah, other than consistency, which was going to take at least a few more years now to build back up. I feel like they're not learning enough of a hard lesson to just not keep pushing their luck every year. Like, I feel like this is another thing to just get used to. What comes for them after Apple Intelligence? What's the plan? Is there a plan? Do they have a plan for Apple Intelligence?
Time. Yeah. I think Tim needs to have a sit down with somebody.
With somebody. Somebody handsome and stern.
6'2", blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yep. Wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're making assumptions.
Just like Apple. I don't know. It's just weird. It's a weird time.
How are
and
you?
The times are getting weirder by the day.
So. How are you doing with your 6E?
I returned that.
So it's going well?
Yeah. Very, very. Yeah, I returned
like
her.
Are you going to return? Is there a chance you return your Mac Studio?
Probably not, just because I do feel that M3 would probably be faster than M3 Ultra would still be faster than M2 Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
But it is weird. Why did I buy an M3? Should I get the M4 Max?
Well,
why'd they do this to us?
You made a good point earlier when talking about the iPad Air, which is last year it was fine and I excused it and I thought it was cool that the Pro is thinner, but now have new iPad Air and it's the same iPad Air. It's not thinner or as thin as the Pro, and it makes me wonder why it has that name still. Didn't we do a whole episode about completely like rebuilding the iPad lineup? They should go watch that. Because everyone agrees with us and there's no controversy at all.
And we are only making it based off our assumptions. They definitely don't have any of the data that they do. But I'm starting to wonder who's giving them their data.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like
they
have any data.
Is it the globalists? You get the data from the globalists?
Because
it sure
feels
like it.
I think so, from Canada. From our enemies over in Canada. America's hat.
Yeah, man. I mean, just a...
trying to be positive. You know, I'm trying to have nice, positive, loving feelings. And they are, struggling a little bit. Can't put my finger on for why. I think it might have to do with the CEO that I loved for so long. And now he is making me wonder a lot of things about, was there somebody else secretly working under Tim Cook that was like, you know, mentoring him, helping him? Was Steve alive all this time and now we just lost him?
I mean, I just have to say it's beyond cliche at this point, but could you just imagine if Steve was
not even if he's still around, but if he came back and saw this, I think he might kill Tim, like with his bare hands.
Dude, he would be.
He'd be like, how many iPhones are there?
Talk about somebody crashing out. He'd go, you made it bigger than 3.5 inches. That was the perfect size.
it's 6. What? Screen.
Yeah.
Oh God. And even the simple things like M4 Max and M3 Ultra, he would throw a fit over. Oh, dude. And if he even found out, if he even got a whisper of contextual Siri being delayed, even a whisper, I think he would fire that whole team.
Yeah.
Not a single person would be left.
Are you going to make a video about this? Wait, hold on. You said you were going to make an iOS 19 video this week. I couldn't sleep every night.
I also said I'm waiting for a sponsor. And our boy, Eric.
Dragging his feet?
Eric.
Is the video done?
Nearly. I just have to refilm, film an ad when that's ready. But I might have to just suck up and post it anyway.
Have I ever told you about a problem that I have?
I've heard about a few problems throughout our history together. Yeah, what's one you would like to talk about now?
The one that's been bothering me a lot is the spam callers, dude. They're nonstop. It's constant. I can't even answer my phone anymore.
Do you know how that happens? Like, I think people just get spam calls and they're like, oh, that sucks. I guess I'll just live with it. That happens because there are gremlins out there that exist. They're called data brokers. Entire teams of people that do nothing with their day but siphon up your personal data, including your phone number, and then sell it to the highest bidder. And guess what? That's why you're in the spam calls. Those highest bidders are calling your phone number that they purchased from the data brokers. And it's not just your phone number. It's addresses, social security numbers, information on your family. It's way too much, and that's why I use Delete Me. Yay! We love Delete Me here on the show. I like how we really have to play this up because we've been actually using Delete Me for like 4 years and we don't have any spam calls or any issues, but it works for the camera.
No, dude, that's the thing. I saw people the other day talking online. I sound like a boomer on Twitter. They were like,
on the internet.
It's like other tech YouTubers talking about, I get these spam calls constantly, and I'm like, You could just be using Delete Me, because what they do is they reach out on your behalf to all the data brokers. They say, hey, Sam doesn't want you using his data. That is your right. So they say, hey, stop using Sam's data. And the cool thing about Delete Me, it's not just once that they do this. It's a continual service. They're always working for you. They're constantly monitoring everything. And they send you these regular privacy reports as well. So you can go and check, hey, this data broker is in progress of being deleted. This is it currently deleted. This is what I just submitted today. Like, it really keeps you up in the loop. And genuinely, it was becoming an issue before I started using Delete Me. It was every day, constantly. It was miserable. Like, I genuinely had the thought, do I switch my phone number? No, you just switch to Delete Me. So take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. John, it's at a special discount for our listeners. Get 20% off Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and use promo code geniusbar at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and enter code geniusbar at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, code geniusbar.
You know how many times I've changed my number since like 2014?
I think it was
like five different times. You know how many times I've changed my phone number since we started using Delete Me?
None.
Zero. Eric?
Yeah, I need some good news, dude.
Well, I guess the good news would be that it works not well still, probably. You could argue maybe it works worse, Lee, because new design implements even more issues on top of the issues they're already having, but boy, will it look pretty. That's all it's got going for it. Could you imagine if the design got delayed too?
Dude, if iOS 19 doesn't have a redesign...
what could possibly be coming if it wasn't a redesign?
I'm going to lose it, John. I can't take another loss.
Okay, before we get off the show, I want to ask a fun question that I never thought would be asked here on this show of shows.
I love fun.
Do you see a world anytime in the future?
I know where you're going to ask.
Where this company has turned you off so much that you're outie, you break up with them. Do you see any way that would happen with the current state of things?
The only way would be if somebody came along and started doing a better job.
The only way you would stay?
No, the only way I would leave.
Okay.
And by somebody else, I mean a competitor. If somebody else made a... Because that's the thing. Even with all these things being the bad, I said this last week and I stick with it. The iPhone on its worst day is still better than Android on its best day. And it's just not even, it's still not even close. I mean, the gap is narrowing with these issues and such, but.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, in 5 years, think about how narrow it's going to be if this continues. And how pissed will you be if you've been beaten down for five all years for the next 5 years and they just keep doing it? Where's Scott Forstall when you need him? They canned that man issue with Apple Intelligence. Or, sorry, Apple Maps. Whoops. Where's the scapegoat for Apple Intelligence? Poor Craig. Scott, man.
That'd be Craig, dude.
Could you imagine? Oh, fuck, dude. The riot. People would be heartbroken.
Can Craig actual do heartbreak. An interview? Can Craig? I'll fly out to...
He's been known to do them.
Can I interview a retail employee? I mean, I'll interview anybody, really.
I'm sure there's some watching right now that would love to have an interview. Okay, I think that really opens it up for acceptance. We will either allow an interview with Tim Cook or an interview with Craig. We're not being picky.
Or Jaws, or anybody that can tell
no,
me.
No, not
the
Jaws.
Heck
no,
is
not Jaws.
On. Yeah, Jaws is going to be like, no, Jaws is so
Jaws
good.
Jaws is the problem, dude. He's the marketing. Yeah, no, absolutely not. Because if we interview Jaws, guaranteed by the end of the show, we'd be like, you know what, you're right. Everything's fine. We would just, he would convince us somehow.
Yeah, he would. He'd have me walking out with four Mac studios. Yeah.
Jaws said that it's actually, I can stack them up and they get
you
faster.
Know what? I will buy a Mac Pro with the M2 Ultra.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't mind if I do.
I'll buy another studio display.
Oh, my God. I just feel like if there was a few years where... Like, I feel like the Pixel could get pretty close to get me to consider a different phone. Where I would have the most issue is on the Mac.
No, the Mac is... The Mac, it continues to be in a great spot, as we've said.
Could you use a Mac and a Pixel phone? I feel like that's...
No, that's what I'm saying.
You would be struck it down.
I would not enjoy that. I know some people probably do, but...
I've never seen a Pixel and a Mac in the same room. Why do you think that is?
Well, you also don't leave your house, so I don't know if you're the best.
But I have left in the past, and I've never seen one. Maybe Noah.
I think I've seen Pixel...
No, actually, not even Noah! The guy that would have a Mac and a Pixel doesn't.
Yeah.
That's very telling.
What's your answer? Would you actually leave iPhone? I mean, I guess you have before, so maybe you have a higher propensity.
Yeah, like I said, I would. There is not. The thread is so thin with my use of iPhone. It angers me daily. It does not work. Ever. And that is not fun. If the iPhone didn't have ties and continuity with the ecosystem, I'd be gone. The only reason I'm still around. What?
Hold up. Breaking news.
Oh, no. What?
Holy shit.
What?
Tim Cook retires as CEO. Holy fuck, dude. Did you think of it for a second, though? Did you think of it for a second?
You're evil. For like a 10
second.
second.
There is actually breaking news, though, from Mark Gurman, our boy.
Oh, God, so it's not real.
No, Tim is not retired. That would be crazy, though. Yeah, yeah. One second, let me pop up my screen.
That would have been crazy.
Here we go. This Gurman said, inside Apple Siri delays.
Ooh.
It's about to get juicy, I think. Okay, let's see. We've been asking a lot of questions. I've been wanting the interview. Here we go. Thank
Mark's
you.
Mark's giving Bloomberg. The interview.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Apple
turmoil.
Inc.'s turmoil and its AI division reached new heights on Friday with the company delaying promise updates to the Siri Digital Assistant for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Apple said they were coming. They're supposed to come in 18.4. They didn't. Bloomberg News reported on February 14th that Apple was struggling to finish this. And apparently Apple was racing to do it, but it was unsuccessful. They couldn't get the features ready. Oh my God, here it is. Engineers now believe that the features won't be released until next year at the earliest.
What's the latest? What is the latest? Oh.
In the lead up to the latest delay, software cheat Craig Federighi and other executive voiced strong concerns internally that the features didn't work properly or as advertised in their personal testing. Said the people who asked not to be identified discussing internal matters. Shocker, an Apple spokeswoman declined to comment. Some within Apple's AI division believe work on the features could be scrapped altogether.
What do you
mean? Apple may have to rebuild the functions from scratch. The capabilities would then be delayed until a next generation series.
You're telling me there's a chance it goes back to just being an idea?
Until
that's wild. That's air power level of failure.
The company first demonstrated the features during its Worldwide Developers Conference last June, part of an unveiling of the Apple Intelligence AI platform at the same annual event this year. Apple isn't planning to show off any big AI breakthroughs. Instead, it will focus on integrating Apple Intelligence into more of its apps. I don't know if I want that. Delays, especially if announced features, are embarrassing for Apple and add even more idea to that the company is struggling in AI. Also threatens to set back work on future improvements. Apple had been planning to make Siri more ChatGPT-like and conversational next year, but now the initial underpinnings for that upgrade are expected to be ready by 2026 when iOS 19 debuts. The actual interface that users experience likely won't be available to iOS 20 for ChatGPT Siri.
It angers me greatly that they announced it. We're talking about it, that a feature that won't come out in 2027. That's like the Apple Car was coming out in 2027 too. So,
well, this is the ChatGPT LLM Siri that was just rumored.
Uh huh. But okay,
still okay. Bloomberg News reported earlier this week. Ooh, spicy. Bloomberg News reported earlier this week that Apple employees are questioning whether Chief Executive Officer Tim Cook or the company's board needs to take action to change the leadership of the AI group. They believe that short of major changes, Apple will continue to fall behind. Earlier this year, the company tapped veteran software leader Kim Voreth to help the team. The delays mark an especially public setback for Apple because the company has been advertising the not-yet-ready features in TV commercials for nearly 6 months. Thank you! When the company introduced the iPhone 16 last fall, it did so by selling customers the idea that the device was built for Apple Intelligence. But now core features to that experience might not be available until months after the iPhone 17 debuts. What did we say?
This doesn't feel nice, by the way. I kind of hate how it feels.
In anticipation of customer frustration, the company set guidance to its Apple Care support representatives on Friday. If customers ask about the timing of these Siri features, reiterate that we anticipate rolling them out in the coming year, the memo said. Keeps going.
Oh,
there are also concerns internally that fixing Siri will require having more powerful AI models run on Apple's devices.
Which none of the chips will be able to run.
Meaning Apple has to either reduce its set of features to make the models run more slowly on current and older devices. It would also require upping the hardware capabilities of future products to make the features run at full strength. Mm-hmm. Siri did get some improvements as part of the rollout of iOS 18, including a ChatGPT chatbot, type to Siri. It includes product nudges and glowing interface, but those features don't represent changes to underlying technology. Yeah. The slow pace threat has put Apple further behind Amazon.com Incorporated in the voice assistant market. The company will begin rolling out Alexa Plus later. Samsung and Google have AI built into their products. Apple does not.
I'm worried so much less about Apple falling behind and more about Apple hurting Apple. Like, I feel like they're just hurting their reputation more than they're falling behind. Yeah, who gives a fuck about SDW. Alexa?
Our boy Sebastian, friend of the show. Sebastian said this. Siri's doing actual damage to Apple's brand credibility. It shouldn't be delayed. It should be canned next year. Company's never been flat out dishonest on its products before. It's on the Mac Studio page as well that they show.
Amazing.
Siri with Apple Intelligence. Great.
Work smarter. Really, though?
Apple Intelligence is a personal intelligence system built into iOS 18. Combines generative models with an understanding of your personal context to deliver useful and relevant intelligence.
Dude, no way did you just lie to me on the show, Siri. No way. What have you been told, Siri? Bro. It's hard to be in a good mood.
I am when I'm with you.
But when I'm with you, I think of her.
And she makes me think of you.
Every time I see an Apple logo, I go, man.
Oh, man, dude. We are in a bit of a pick.
A bit of a pick.
Hold the old.
I hope you feel good about yourself, Tim. I hope this feels really good. Good job.
The thing is, it used to be fun to name these episodes going off because it used to mean that we would still get something mostly exciting and that we've almost turned a chicken into an egg situation. We used to name an episode going off when it was just kind of clickbaity because we'd get mad about a couple things and then say, hey, it's really good. But in the past year, all the going offs have kind of been justified and they're not even clickbait.
I think it's time to adopt an even further terrible title, Crashing Out On.
Oh, that's a good one. Crashing so out on Apple Intelligence.
All the titles that worked before, we can reuse them with Crashing Out Now. It'll be great. You want to make a prediction? I'll make a prediction on the show.
Please.
This never ships. The thing that they showed, and the way they showed it, never ships.
Why you gotta make me cry?
I don't want to. I'm just the only other time they've done this was with AirPower, and it's like every time. We should just know better. The second they announced it and said that it was going to take longer than launch to release it, we should have just known. They have no idea. It won't be ready. There's a good chance it won't ship. Why we're surprised that they came out today and were like, just kidding, won't be ready for a long time. That tracks with the last, 3-4 months of this show. It's brutal. I don't think it ever ships. You know how like they promised AirPower, but we actually got MagSafe Duo? I think we're going to get a very watered down version of what they tried to show us and tell us was going to ship. MagSafe Duo is really good though.
And then they never updated that.
But and it just has Lightning port on it, and it's definitely not AirPower. There's definitely only one spot you can charge your phone on.
Do you think Apple can redeem themselves this year? Because also...
No, not this year.
Wasn't the Apple Home Hub device supposed to be all about Apple Intelligence in the new Siri?
Yeah, fucking forget that, dude.
I was really excited for that, though.
Could you imagine that... Could you imagine marketing was like ready and announced it, and then Apple Intelligence just wasn't ready, so the thing was just, the screen was off after you bought it? It didn't turn on yet.
They're like, screen on capabilities will be coming later this year in a software update.
Only Siri knows how to turn it on, and the version you have, it knows nothing. Sorry. The fact that we have to wait this long for this is not surprising. I've been using Siri for like 14 years, and she can't set an alarm still, so... This is going to take another 14 years, probably.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of complaining. This is not fun. This is not
enjoyable
anymore.
It really does not feel good in my body.
It used to be fun because negativity draws views, but now it's not. I'm tired. I want to be happy. I want to talk about Apple doing something game changing.
You only can tell when things are negative if you've been experiencing positive. But if everything is negative, nothing is.
When was the last great year for Apple? Do you think? Where you really enjoyed?
One.
Honestly, yeah, iPhone 13, M1X. Oh my God, I still call it the M1X. M1X,
yeah,
Max, MacBook Pro.
Yeah, iMac.
Oh,
AirTags.
AirTag. That was a really good year.
And the events were fun. Everyone was having fun. Tim was smiling, enjoying his life
and
his job.
Purple
iPhone. Things were swimmingly going well. And it just seems like every year since then, it has been not great.
Yeah, 2021 was...
solid.
Yeah, you're right. That was the last great, truly great year, man.
Notch got smaller.
Yeah. 13 was just a great phone. 120 hertz ProMotion. Oh.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Well, this is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I feel like, look at me. For youtube.com/geniusbar, if you look at me and you body language experts, you'll notice I'm doing something called self-soothing. I'm basically hugging myself because I hurt so much inside.
Let me try that.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll help you. Do you feel better?
I don't want a hug. I'm pissed.
It feels terrible. Tim, how do you sleep at night? How do you go to sleep at night knowing all of this? Are you okay?
I'm soothing.
Oh, it looks soothing.
Ah. So,
you look like you're getting reintegrated.
Can I get severed too? Just can there be a version of me that can I have gotten severed in 2021? So I only know that year.
We should get severed where our innies are just doing Genius Bar and only us on Genius Bar are sad. And the second we leave, everything's fine.
That's the thing, bro.
Everything's not fine.
The best product from Apple right now is an Apple TV Plus show, Severance. That's the best thing that they've done.
Yeah.
It is the best show of all time, officially, by the way.
I think it is. Yeah. Assuming they stick the landing, which I feel like they're definitely going to. They can't miss.
Do you think maybe all the money for Apple Intelligence went to Severance? And that's why?
Yeah, you think so? That would explain it. That would explain so much. Yeah. And you know what? If that's the case, worth it.
Yeah.
Give them all the money. All the money you have.
Mm.
I mean, I'm just going to say, I have seen Tim on the severed floor more than I've seen him with the software team.
Mm.
Just saying. What's really Cold Harbor? You know what I mean? Is it contextual Siri? They struggle into, I think so.
Would you get, here's this hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. I love hypotheticals.
They said, listen, the only way to understand contextual Siri is to draw from our own users' personal lives. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to undergo a severance procedure and work on a severed floor to save Siri?
That's a terrible question. Is Apple like Lumen? Like, are they kind of evil a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit evil.
But my Audi doesn't know that. Mm. And my Audi gets a good iPhone. So, yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
let
know
my
innie
suffer.
To,
I will have a good iPhone. You'll have a good iPhone. And that's all that matters.
I think I'd be willing to do it for the cause, too.
Do you think Severance is about Apple? And Cold Harbor is Siri?
That's starting to seem like it. It's very cold.
I don't think I've ever been this disappointed. Like when you just mentioning Severance on Apple TV Plus, it doesn't make me, I used to be proud of, Apple's got the best show. But like, I'm really proud of Severance and less proud that it's with Apple. Like, okay.
Severance feels like it should be an HBO show.
It does. It does. HBO would have had Siri out the door already. Maybe they hired everyone from HBO and HBO has never programmed anything in their life, and that's why it's taken so long.
We do have some good news, which is that WWDC is going to be announced in probably 1, 2, 3 weeks. So.
Oh, good. Good.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, fantastic. And then what? How are they going to stand there with a straight face and announce anything extra, anything more?
What are we going to make videos about?
I like your idea of making a video of a sad video.
It's all
about how bad it is. But I feel like you've done those. You've had to do those too much lately.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even sound fun or new. But I do feel like this is going to go
under the radar. 16. So... mentioning that this stuff keeps getting announced and then not rolling out, and now it's so much worse than even past Sam could have fathomed.
Yeah.
Well, Siri won't be here next week, but we will.
That's a really good way to put it.
And we'll come back refreshed. You know, after after you get beaten down for a little bit, you're tired and it kind of hurts. We have a week to recover, and we'll come back spry and refreshed and ready to be sad again.
Pound it, bro.
Oh,
remember the bro fist?
We switched sides back.
Yeah, you guys did not like that.
Which we did on purpose, and we knew that you were going to hate it. We purposely did not acknowledge it, and it worked. Because you guys
so
did.
So you fell right into our trap. Just wait till you learn about the ice wall.
How's it feel to, as a whole audience to get played like that? First, Apple tells you that the feature's going to be there, and then it doesn't come out, and then we purposely switch sides knowing that it's going to panic you guys, and then you did panic. You fell right into the trap, our emotional trap.
By the way, I just want to say I can't... Oh, yeah, dude.
What?
Dude.
What was that noise,
dude? Oh, wait, no, this isn't it. Sorry, it was just the song. I watched one out of nowhere. TikTok has tried to radicalize me. It showed me one flat earther TikTok.
Is it Tyler?
No. It was called Forgotten History, TM.
Ooh.
And it said, when you never stopped at the ice wall. And then it showed the other side of the ice wall where all the aliens and the prosperity.
The
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
So,
and then they kept showing them to me. I wonder if I scroll my phone.
Are you one of us now?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah? Hell yeah. It's in all the ancient writings. They knew more than us. They were philosophers of truth and justice.
I'm trying to find...
And we fund NASA to make CGI images and lie to us. $64 million a day, by the way, NASA gets to be fake.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot. To even pretend you could get above the firmament is impressive and wrong. The levels you would go.
Trying to find... They're not radicalizing me anymore, dude.
The sun, the moon, it's all inside. It's so much closer than they claim. It's all inside the firmament.
Yeah, dude, I can't do it anymore. This is really sad. But enjoy this little cute video of a dog swimming.
That is a bald man.
That's The Rock.
Was that The Rock? Is he live right now? Oh, that's way better. That's way better. Rich, because after... His name is Rich?
We got to... This is a cleanse.
Oh, no, they're rich. I see.
Look at the little dude.
Look at him swimming. He's like, oh, I'm in water now. I swim. My ears will keep me up.
And that's how we have to go out today.
I appreciate you keeping everyone's... Yeah, that was a nice little emotional reset. I feel ready to be disappointed again. I like
well,
it.
Well, this was a...
Your local
Apple podcast. Tuning in for worse and lately for worse.
Wow, the fanciest. So we're really going to use Crashing Out, huh?
I think that's a really good title, yeah.
Me too. Let's ship it. We'll ship it faster than they would.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.